Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greeting, beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began a message I've entitled Experiencing God's Deliverance, and we're looking at the first three verses of Psalm 40. Let me share that again with you. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Well, we're taking some time to actually look at the depth of meaning that is contained in these few verses of Scripture. And the first phrase we were looking at was, He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. And for those of us who have been in the world, those of us who perhaps have not walked with the Lord a long time, you might be able to remember what life was like before Jesus came into your life. There's despair, there's desperation, there's really no purpose. Somehow, when we become a child of God, He makes everything new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And you begin to think differently, you see things differently. It is an entirely new existence. Why? Because the spirit of man, which is dead because of original sin, becomes alive. That's what that word means, becoming born again. We have natural life, but people, unless they are saved by the Lord, their spirit man is dead. They have no relationship with God. And until and unless they accept Jesus, they will experience living life in a horrible pit. And God forbid, if they choose to refuse Him before they die, they will end up in that horrible pit of Sheol. That description of those Hebrew words describes an uproar, a noise, a tumult, a rumbling, a great crowd of people. And that is exactly what hell has been described by some who have actually visited hell. For God, for His purposes, I had occasionally some of His people. Oh, there was Paul Bunyan years, centuries ago. He visited heaven and hell, and he wrote down his experiences, the one who authored Pilgrim's Progress. And so, beloved, hell is a very real place, and because of the great salvation that Jesus has wrought for us, we can have salvation in God, in Jesus, and deliverance out of that horrible pit. However, there are times as Christians we can experience such an onslaught of the enemy, such a barrage of satanic attacks, mentally or physically or circumstantially. We feel like all the gates of hell are arrayed against us, and we can feel like we've been confined to a horrible pit. I know in my life, beloved, there are times I've actually felt that way. Did I love the Lord? Yes. Did I turn away from Him? No. But those were some terrible times. I felt alone, I felt away from God, even though with my mind I knew He said He would never leave nor forsake us. Yet, in terms of our emotions, spiritually, we can experience the very torments of the evil one. And of course, that's where he is consigned, is hell. So we can experience all the atmosphere that he would bring with him. And so, beloved, It doesn't mean, as I shared yesterday, that just because you find yourself in a horrible pit right now, that doesn't mean you're some terrible sinner. Jeremiah was confined to a pit for a time, and he did nothing to deserve that. He was preaching the word of the Lord. In fact, in Jeremiah, the 38th chapter, verse 6, because they didn't receive his words, it says, then they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon or cistern, there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. And then it goes on in the next few verses to say, there was an Ethiopian, one of the king's eunuchs, who was concerned, and he said, my lord the king, in verse 9, these men have done evil in all that they've done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they've cast into the dungeon. He is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. And so the king commanded that he could be delivered out of the dungeon, which occurred. So, beloved, just because you find yourself in a really terrible place right now, it doesn't mean that you're not walking with God. In fact, it could represent the fact that you have been doing something for God. You are pressing on in, and the devil is doing everything he can to defeat you. But thank God, our Lord is a deliverer. In fact, I want to pause just for a moment. And if you feel that you're in a horrible pit, in a place of despair and desperation, let us look to the Lord who is our deliverer. Just as he rescued Jeremiah, he will rescue you. Father, I lift those who are in that horrible pit, that pit of oppression, discouragement, and despair. And Lord, they can't see the sky. They can't see beyond this horrible place they're in. And Father, you are a deliverer. You are a rescuer. And I ask, Lord, that right now you will touch them by the hand of your anointing, and you will lift them out of that horrible pit. And Lord, you will redeem them utterly. Lord, salvation means salvation of the whole man. And Lord, you do that continually. It's just not a one-time saving of our soul, of our spirit man. But Lord, you are our deliverer, our rescuer, our high tower. And we look to you, we run to you, Lord. And I thank you for deliverance even now, Lord, as I pray for your beloved. Praise God. Well, let's continue now to look at these wonderful verses of Scripture. In verse 2, David said he brought, this was David, so don't feel bad, you're in good company. David was brought up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And that word, it refers to a muddy swamp, miry bog and mire. And as I was thinking about that, it reflects our origin. Beloved, you and I, man was created out of the dust of the earth. Remember in the very opening chapters of Genesis, God reached down and formed man out of the dust of the earth. And I would suggest to you that refers to, in the battles we go through, our flesh nature, the carnal man. Doesn't that bog us down? Beloved, there is something about that carnal nature that just doesn't want to die. It refuses to accept the fact that you are indeed a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And beloved, there are times that we feel we are sunk in the miry clay. I know a few seasons ago, I live up in the country in Caldwell, Idaho, and I have not quite 3 acres, and I have a pasture and a loafing shed, which is where you can put animals to protect them from the wind. And then for a short time, well, not a short time, 8 months actually, I took care of a horse named Shasta. And I would go out on those wintry cold mornings when the snow was melting and it was still cold, and I would clean up after Shasta once I put her into the pasture, I would clean up. And I tell you, the mud in that shed, I had these big black boots on that you can buy inexpensively at Walmart. They come up to your knees. That mud was so powerful, it was like glue. My boots would stay in the mud, and as I try to lift my foot would come out of the boot. That's how bad the miry clay can be. And you might feel that's a picture of where you're at. You're just stuck and you can't get out. In fact, I saw a program on PBS a number of weeks ago. They said the dinosaurs, there was some flooding, and they got caught in the mud, and that's where they died. They couldn't get out. So, beloved, we have a remedy. If you feel like you're in the miry clay, your flesh nature is giving you such a difficult time, there's a remedy in Scripture. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Listen to what Romans 8, 6 to 8 says, "For to be carnally minded is death." It's serious, beloved. "But to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Why? Paul goes on to say, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Beloved, we are living in the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. There are two kingdoms, beloved. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And the enemy does all that he can, pulling on our old nature, our flesh nature. What is the flesh nature? Galatians outlines them. I won't take the time to read it. It's all the works of the flesh. But what are the works of the Spirit, if you will? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, except, I might add, the perfect law of liberty. Praise God. Well, my time has again just flown, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to see what happens after we get delivered. He's going to set our feet upon a rock, and we're going to discover what does that signify. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me. In a few moments, the announcer is going to give our contact information, and I encourage you to write and share your prayer needs. If you're going through a hard time, if you feel like you're stuck in the mud right now, well, God will deliver. He is our deliverer, and there's power in agreeing prayer. Sometimes it takes two or three. It's more than just you yourself praying. I found that at times. Sometimes I've been down in the miry clay, and I've prayed with someone. I've prayed on my own, but it wasn't until someone prayed with me that I actually experienced deliverance and the joy of the Lord. So don't pass up that opportunity. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.